We're up to the Flamed Dalet of an Aleph. We're talking about when the Eden crossed the Yarden, the Koinim were the ones who were carrying the Aron. The Kivon, as soon as Shenitbalu Ragle Koinim B'Mayim, as soon as they placed their feet into the water, Chozru Hamayim L'Chareim, the water stopped flowing. Now, by a river, Yamsuf was a big sea. The water was still, so you had to stop the water on both sides. A river goes one direction. So all they did was stop one side. The other side continued moving, and then it cleared. So, it says in the Pasuk, Ukevoi noisei aron ad yarden, where they arrived, to those who carried aron to the yarden. And then it says in the Pasuk, Vayamdu hamayim, and the water stopped. Hayodim ulmailu, that was coming from the other direction. And komuneid echad, it stood like one big wall. Bekama goyven shamayim, so how tall was the water? Shneim asamil, ashneim asamil. It went 12 kilometers high. Because the camp of the Eden were 12 kilometers long. So as Eden were walking, the water kept on pushing higher, higher, higher. Kenegin Machan Yisrael, corresponding to the Jewish camp, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Omlar Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, I don't understand. Lidvarecha, let me ask, according to you, Adam Kal and Mayim Kal, which goes quicker, people walking or water flowing? Havi Eimem Mayim Kalim, water flows a lot quicker. So if you waited for 12 kilometers of people to walk through, then the water would have been a lot more than 12 kilometers. Im Kain Boyin Mayim, so the water would have come, and Vishaitvresa would have drowned them. That means if the water only went 12 kilometers high and then the water stopped, and then the water started to flow again, the people would have been drowned because half the people hasn't crossed yet. Because the water goes twice as fast as people. Or Ella Melamed, I'll tell you what happened. So Yemayim Nigdoshin, the water became still, but oil and it kept on climbing, keeping Lagabe, keeping one like room atop of another room. Yesed Misholish Meyesmil. The water was 300 kilometers high. That's 300 kilometers high. That's how long it took. While the Eden walked 12 kilometers, the water climbed 300. Tayshah, how's that possible? The world's not even that high. He says it was above the clouds. The entire world, the east and west, who saw the water. What's going on? Shnemar says, when they heard all the kings of Amori, whatever happened in the crossing the Jordan, Yama in the south, and all the kings of Canaan, Asher Alayam, that are on the sea, what did they hear? Asher Hoivish Hashem is Meyad. Hashem dried the water of the Yarden, Bipnei Bnei Yisrael in front of the Jews, Ad Avram until they crossed, Vayomas Levavim, their hearts melted away, they no longer had the spirit to fight, Bipnei Bnei Yisrael for the Jews. The whole world, you know, could they all saw it. And even Rach, when the Jews then went to Yericho to destroy Yericho, they sent Yeshua a call of spies and they entered up in the house of Rach of Azayna. Rach of Azayna said L'shlucha Yeshua to the agents of Yeshua before they crossed the Yarden. Kishamanu, we even heard Esasher Hoivish Hashem is my Yamsuf. We heard what happened to Yamsuf, the water split, the whole world saw. They heard by Yom Levim, we melted away. We can no longer stand up against you. So the same thing here, when they heard about the Yarden, was even more, because they actually saw it. Oidam b'Yarden, while the Yidden was still standing in the Yarden, Amar lehem Yeshua said to them, do you should know. So the Koinim was standing with their feet in the Yarden while the Yidden were crossing through. So Yeshua said the following, do you should know, Amma atem oivin misa yarden, you should know what you're crossing the yarden for, al menas, you know why? Shetayrishu as yeshvei ha'odiv nechem, you should expel the local citizens of the land. Shenemar, it says, apostle, v'hayrashtem, you should chase away, it's called yeshvei ha'odiv, all those live in the land, b'pnechem, before you. Im atem oisim kemutu, if you follow my instructions, good on you. Im lav, but if you don't, if you're not prepared to accept my condition, then what's going to happen when you're crossing the Yarden? Boy, in mind, the water will come down and drown you. What does it mean? What does it mean? It says and you. It's a funny word. You. So my it'll drown you and me, all of us together. If we don't carry out the main reason why we're crossing the Yarden, is that we should go and chase away all the goyim. Oidam b'yarden, while the yarden, only Yeshua said, Harimu lochem, I want you to lift up, Ish, I want a person from every sheva to lift up. Evan, achma, achas, one stone, al shichma, on his shoulder. Lemispa, shifti Yisrael. 12 people, because I 12 shotim. 12 large stones. Uksiv, and it says, lemanti yezoiz, oiz bekibachem, this will be a sign amongst you. Your kids will ask you tomorrow, lame, mahavoni melech, what are these stones? I want you to remind people what happened that the Yarden was split. Simon Lebanim, this will be a sign to your children. She'avru avos is a yardin. So the purpose of these 12 stones was a monument that people will see in the middle of the yardin, something sticking out. What's this? And they'll be told the yardin split. There was another 12 stones we learned about where they wrote the entire Torah on. Oydin be yardin. While they were in the yardin, I'm sure. Another thing he said to them, three things he said to them. He said, what your purpose is to chase away the goyim. Second thing, I want you to lift 12 stones in order to put it here as a monument. You'll remember the yardin. And the third thing is, sulachem azeh. I want you to take from here metoche yad yad and mematzav ragel kainim from the area where the kainim are standing. Hachin prepare shteima esrav on 12 stones, but these 12 stones are different than the other 12 stones. Vahavartem oisem imoch. I want you to take them with you. Vinachtem oisem and place them b'molon asher tulin b'lai, where you're going to live, where you're going to stay tonight. Because on that we're going to write the Sifrei Torah. Yochel b'chol molam. I would thought even if they continue carrying the stones every time they rested somewhere, tamlem asher tulin b'lai, only the ones you can stay this night. Which either will be near Gilgal or will be all the way by Yishchem, which is 60 kilometers away, all in one day, which is a miracle. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Abba Chalafta, Rabbi Yehuda said that Abba Chalafta, Rabbi Lezer, Ben Masya Chananya, Ben Chachanoi, Omdu al Oysan Avonim. They saw those stones. They sheed them, they assessed, they call Achaz V'Achaz, every one of those stones, Ishkulo, you know how much they weigh? Kaboyim saw, like 40 saw of water. I'm not sure exactly how much that is. In, very heavy. Ugimini, we have a rule. The tu'una, a weight, the madly inish lekaspe, a general rule in the Gemara. Something you can lift on your own, on your shoulder. Tilsa the tu'una have. If two people carry it, what you carry on your own is not half of what two people carry, it's a third of two people. Two people can carry a lot more than what two individuals can carry. Mikan, based on this, you can work out Eshkol, the grapes. When the Meraglim went to Israel, they brought back all those grapes and they carried them together. You can work out how much they weighed. There were eight people they're carrying. There were eight people carrying together. Yeshua and Kalvel Sidon did not carry anything. And there were another two carrying different fruits, not grapes. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Vayosu, they carried it, Bamoit. They carried it on these sticks, these poles. Bishnayim, and each pole needed two people. Now, l'chayde, the moment you told me they carried on a pole, we know it's two people. Why do you have to spell out Bishnayim? Mimash mashanema b'mait. Why don't you tell me that was carried out on poles? Ain't the idea of Bishnayim, you need two people carry on poles? Matam alema Bishnayim, why do you have two people? Bishnayim might do, there were two poles. There were two poles, I mean four people. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak says, how did it work? Turtani, and turtani, the turti. Okay, so how did that work? There was one weight and another weight under the other weight. That means the ones on the there were sticks on the bottom and sticks on top. So the ones on the bottom were helping the people on top to carry. How did that work? There was a package and another package, another package. Okay, there were eight people carrying one giant cluster of grapes. Sorry, eight people carrying grapes. Echad Nasadiman, a ninth person was carrying pomegranates to show them how big they were. The Echad Nasadiman, another guy was carrying figs, show them how big they were. And Yeshuva Kaliv, not a clue, Yeshuva Kaliv carried nothing. Ibai Seima, either Meshum the Chashivi, they carried nothing because they were too choshev to carry. Or Ibai Seima, Shlohei Ba'is Eita, they didn't want to be involved, they knew exactly what the plan was. Now, how did they carry? They carried either two people over here and two people over there, or four, there were. Two people here, and then two people crosswise, so that the people on the bottom holding up the top as well. You probably have a picture right there, you see? So the one on the right, the one on the left is Rashi. So you have, you know, the normal two sticks, and then two underneath that other way. Tracy learns they just carried all, maybe, you know, parallel. Says the Gemara, there's an argument about me. One says, the David Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that the height of the water was only 10 kilometers, not 12 kilometers, not 300 kilometers. So he holds, they didn't go one Jew after another. They went one Jew after another. That's 12 kilometers. That's a lot more than 12 kilometers long. The water would have been 300. But because they went widthwise, therefore, it was only 12 kilometers. And Abu Lazar ben Abshimon, that says it's more than 300 kilometers high, he holds Bezeh Achazeh over. The Jews went in a straight line, like a beam. They followed each other. So therefore, the water climbed up 300. That's one view. The Chadam, the other one says, Beimar, Beimar, they all agree, Kachane Yosan Avru. They all agree that the Jews walked across in a square. So how come one guy says 12 kilometers, one guy says 300? Mar Savar Odom Kal, one of them hold that people walk faster than the water. Umar Savar Mayan Kal, the water goes faster than people. Interesting argument. What goes faster, a river flowing or people walking? You would think a river flowing, but here the Gemara says that maybe about the Jordan. Shlach l'cho anoshim, you learn the part of Shlach. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hashem said to Moshe, send people, Amadish Laki, Shlach l'cho medayit. Hashem said, I don't like the whole idea of sending spies. I'm telling God Israel, you're sending spies to see whether it's good. But if you want to, it's your decision. So you want to listen to Eden rather than to me, that's your decision. The Adam said, what Hashem send the Eden to Mitzrayim, and then send the spies knowing the consequence, how bad it'll be? Of course not. The Moshe says, I like the idea. In other words, Hashem didn't like the idea, but I like the idea. In my eyes, not Hashem, he doesn't like it. Go spy the land. The word v'yachpru also is a funny word for spying. It also means shame. When the spies went to Israel, they already knew what their intention was. They weren't intending to come back with good news. Their intention was Ella Levoistroj Israel. They wanted to embarrass Israel. They didn't want to go to Israel. They were happy to be in the wilderness with Moshe Rabbeinu eating the man. Who needs Israel on farms and working hard? It says here, Vayachbar Lonasaris, how do I know? It says here, spy the land. It says, Vachofra Halavana, the moon was embarrassed, Uvoisha Chama, and the sun was shamed. You see the word Chofra means embarrassed. Then it says, Ve'elish, well, these are names. Lamate Rub, the Shevet of Reuben, Shemoyah ben Zachar. That was his name. We have a tradition, Ma'avaseinu, from our teachers, Meraglim, every one of the spies, the name that they had, Al Shem Ma'aseim Nikru, the name is related to what they did. They did something, the way they behaved, that's what the name was. Ve'onule Osaviyadena, we don't remember what they are. Ele Ech, only one name I remember. Satur Bein Mechol. I remember the name of Sasur Ben Michal. What does that mean? Sasur, Shesasar Maizikish Baruch, he was out there to contradict what Hashem was trying to achieve. And Michal, Shesasar Atzmai Moch, he made himself weak. He was saying that even Hashem Chas V'Shalom is weak. He can't help us. Rabbi Yemichan said, okay, I know another name. Af on the name, and I also know another name. It says for the tribe of Naphtali was Nachbi ben Vofsi. What a strange name. Nachbi Shehechbi Dvarus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He hid the true words of Hashem. Upeo, and Vofsi is Shepisa al Midais HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He jumped over the words of Hashem. Yalu ben Negev, he went up the Negev, Ayove at Chevron. He went up the Negev, and he went all the way up to Chevron. By Yavoyu, Mibayla, she said they went. Only one guy went to Chevron, all 12 spies went to Chevron. Amar Rav, no, only one of them went. You know who? Milamed Shepidish Kolev. That Kolev is the only spy who left. Matzas Meraglim, he decided not to join the spies. V'holach, he personally went, V'nishtateach HaKivri Avos. He went and he davened to the Avos. They should help him that he shouldn't be convinced, persuaded by them. My ancestors, Bakshu Alay Rachman, please daven for me, Shenatzel Matzas Meraglim, that I should be spared from the bad advice of Meraglim. Here we learn out when you go to the caver of a tzaddik, you're not davening to the tzaddik, you're asking the tzaddik to daven on your behalf to Hashem. Others hold you're not allowed to even do that. You're just saying in the schus of the tzaddik, Hashem help me. And then have a problem working on the Gemara here, because Kolos said clearly, daven for me. Yeshua. Abikish Moshe Rachmim Yeshua. Why didn't he go daven? Because Moshe Rabbeinu took care of him. Shneimar says, "Ayikra Moshe laHoshea benun Yeshua." Moshe Rabbeinu called Hoshea. Yeshua gave him a yud, and he means, "Ka Yeshiach." God will help you. Matzas Meraglim, advice of the Meraglim. Behind the chesiv, so Yeshua Moshe took care of, and Kolev he took care of himself. Behind the chesiv, it says, "Va'avdi Kolev, my slave, my servant Kolev, Akev, since Hoisa Ruach Chesima, he had another spirit with him, so he did it all on his own." Then it says the names of the giants that were in Israel at that time, Vishem, Visham, and there were Achimon. These were the names there, Achimon, Sheshai, Talmai. These were the giants. Achimon, what kind of name is Achimon? Miyumishibach, he was the right hand of the brothers, he was the strongest of them all. Sheishai, which means marble. Shemesim es ha'ores kishchasas. He destroys the land like marble. Talmai, what's Talmai? Shemes is the other. Talmai, he's such a big guy. When he walks, he makes furrows in the ground. He puts big imprints in the ground. Dover Ach, another pshat. Achiman, he built the city on us. He built the city of Anas. Sheishai bona Allah, he built the city of Allah. And Talmai bona Tabu, he built these cities. Yelidia Anak, the children of the giants. Shemanikin Chama became Asan. They completely hide the sun when they stand. They're so tall, they hide the sun. Or it's as if the sun is like a necklace around their neck because the head goes right through it. The Chevron, then it says, Chevron was Sheva Shanimsa. Chevron was 7 years old. My Nivnusa, what do you mean built? Elayma Nivnusa Mamas that were 7 years older than Mitzrayim can't be. Efshad Adam Boyne Bayis Lebnekotin, will a person build a house for his younger son, Kaidim Lebnekot, for his older son? Canaan was the youngest of the sons, he has Israel. Mitzrayim was older. Why would he build Hebron before he built cities in Mitzrayim? You see, if it says, Uvenei Chom Kush, Kush the oldest, Mitzrayim the second, and Canaan was the youngest. Ella means Shahisim Avunal Echad Meshivat Tzayin, that Hebron was seven times better than the best city in Mitzrayim, which is called Tzayin. The Ein Lach Trashim Chazor, and the worst city in Israel, the most flat city, most bare, barren city, you can't plant anything, is Yisim Mechevron, more than Chevron. The Kavri Bashichi, all the dead get buried in Chevron. The Ein Lach Meulah B'chol Aratz in Mitzrayim, there's no better country than Mitzrayim. She never says, Kigan Hashem, like the garden of Hashem, Kedem Mitzrayim, the land of Mitzrayim. The Ein Lach Meulah B'chol Mitzrayim, there's no better city in the land of Mitzrayim. Yes, in Mitzrayim, it's the nicest city in Mitzrayim. The Chivit says, Kehoye B'tzayin Tzarev, all the ministers were having a conference. In Tzayin, but Filuhachi, so Tzayin was a greater city. Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim is a great place. Afiluhachi Chevron, which is the worst city in Israel, is Mavuna is built Echad Meshiva Mitzrayim seven times better. And ask the Gemara, you're telling me the Chevron Trashmav is a flat, barren city? That's why they made Marchapel there. Well, because if it says Vahimi Ketsa Boyin Shon end of 40 years, Vayim Avshom Al Melech Avshom the King Elchon, I'm going to go to Chevron to bring Karbonis. There's no Mishkan in Chevron. Why would he go to Chevron to bring Karbonis? He was going to buy the animals there because they have the best pastures and the best grazing. So we see Chevron's a good city. The Tanya learned Eli Mimayev, the rams he bought from Mayev, Kavasi Mechem, but sheep he bought to Chevron because there was perfect land. Says the Gemara, Mina, from them. On the contrary, from what you're saying, I can answer you. You couldn't plant it. Animals was good, but not for planting. I did the Klisha Ara, because there was so much dirt and everything else, and it didn't grow so that well. So they wouldn't bother planting the of the Raya. They turned it into pastures for animals. Animals don't mind looking for the grass. The Shaman, Kenyana. And over there was fat, the Kenyan, they're there. When they buy the animals, you get really good fat animals. You get better animals out of a land that isn't so, that is sparse rather than a very fertile land. Much better animals. Okay, continue tomorrow, Mitzvah. Good afternoon.